Food and Drug Administration issued a public health advisory titled Interferon Gamma-1b, marketed as Actimmune. I'm Pat Clark from FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. On March 5, 2007, Intermune, the maker of Actimmune, reported the early stopping of the INSPIRE study of Actimmune for treating idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF. The study was stopped because an internal analysis showed that patients with IPF who received Actimmune did not benefit. The trial compared survival in patients getting Actimmune or an inactive injection called a placebo. An analysis showed that 14.5% of patients treated with Actimmune died, as compared to 12.7% of patients treated with placebo. Actimmune is not approved by us to treat IPF. Actimmune is a synthetic version of interferon gamma-1b, a naturally occurring biologic response modifier. We have approved Actimmune to decrease the number and severity of infections in patients with chronic granulomatose disease and to delay the progression of severe malignant osteopetrosis. IPF is a chronic progressive lung disease of unknown cause in which the lungs are scarred. Patients with IPF can have severe and disabling shortness of breath. The disease usually progresses, and patients frequently die from respiratory failure. There are no drugs proven to be effective for treating IPF. We are making the following three recommendations. First, patients on Actimmune for IPF should discuss with their doctors whether they should continue to receive Actimmune treatment. Second, doctors should discuss the results of this trial with their patients receiving Actimmune for IPF. Finally, doctors should carefully consider whether patients receiving Actimmune for IPF should continue to receive treatment with Actimmune. We will evaluate the INSPIRE study results. If the review reveals additional important information to share, we will notify healthcare providers and patients. More details can be found in our Information for Healthcare Professionals by following the links at fda.gov/CDER. We are asking healthcare professionals to report serious adverse events in connection with Actimmune to us through the MedWatch program by phone at 1-800-FDA-1088 or by the internet at fda.gov/MedWatch. Updated information about drugs with emerging safety concerns is available 24 hours a day at our website, www.fda.gov/CDER.